Baruch Haba, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Pel Yoyitz in Shimon 198 on the topic of Bochor. And as we had mentioned, that the Pel Yoyitz is specifically focusing his attention on this topic here to that of a young person. However, the message can be applied to each and every one of us, no matter what stage of our life we are holding in. And the message is, value the time, that the gift of time that Hashem has given you. And don't waste that time that Hashem gives you. Specifically now to the Bachur. And he turns his attention and he says, Hinei kichein bachuri chemen ha'oiskim b'Torah. The precious Bachurim who are involved in learning Torah. Chusu al zeh hazman. Like have rachmonus. Chusu. Have compassion for this gift of time, of youth, that you have. Va'al ta'abdu mimenu afilo kememro. Don't waste even a moment. Ve'izru chayul. Strengthen yourself. Put in your koiches. Lo'yos yegeyim bat'oyer b'chol koichachem. To be toiling, to work hard. In limra toiro. With all your strength. What does it mean to work hard? You sit down to a Gemara, you sit down to a Rashi, you sit down to a Tosfos, you sit down to whatever you learn. And it doesn't come the first time. So you try a second time, and you try a third time. I can't tell you how many times I would sit down to learn. And I think to myself, wow, I didn't know I know Chinese. I didn't know Greek. Look at that, I knew these different languages. And the truth is, I had no idea what was flying. I didn't understand the word. And then after Seder, after going through again and again, Baruch Hashem, Hashem had rachmanis on me and opened my mind to understand what was going on. I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you, this is what happens. You sit down to learn. What's he talking about? What's Gemara saying? What's Rashi saying? But you go over it again and again, no matter what stage you are in our lives. And this, the Pel Yoyitz brings famous Gemara in Megillah, Daf Vav Amud Beis, on the top of the Amud. The Gemara says, Yegatav loy matzoso. Person says, I worked hard. I worked hard in trying to understand the Torah. But I wasn't successful. Says the Gemara, Yegatav loy matzoso, al tamin. Don't believe the person. The person says, Yegatav loy matzoso, I worked hard to understand and I was not successful. I wasn't able to cut it. It doesn't work for me. Says the Gemara, al tamin. Don't believe the person. Why? Because he didn't work properly. He didn't really work hard. Now, he might have convinced himself he worked hard, but the Gemara is telling us he didn't really work hard. And if you put in strength and time and energy, he didn't do it properly. Because the Gemara tells us it's a haftacha. If you try hard, you'll be matzliach. So if he tries hard and he's not matzliach, it's not true. This is the message over here that the Pel Yoyitz is telling us. Use your time. When a person is in his youth, this is the time to be rotz katzvi, v'kal kenesha, like the Mishnah tells us in Perek Yovas. Be swift. Run like a deer. Kal kenesha. Be swift like the eagle. Giba kari. To do the ratzon of Hashem. I want to now turn my attention. This is the theme, as you see, the main message of the Pel Yoyitz here in the Ois Beis and topic of Bachrus, of Bachur. I recently went to the Dershow convention and I came back with a beautiful pshat. I'm not sure if I mentioned it to the Oilam on the recordings. And if I did, so you'll forgive me, I'm repeating it. But if I didn't, it's extremely beautiful. I want to share it with you. It was Friday morning. I was sitting at the table, having a little breakfast, and talking to some people over there. And the person asked me a question. He says, how come the Mishnah says, that our Mishnah over here, in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis? It's famous mission, Yehuda ben Tema Oimer. Have you rotz katzvi, vikal kenesha, giber kari, lasse yitzon evichish bashamayim. Why is it Rutz Katzvi? Why is it run like a deer or gazelle, however they teach it? A cheetah runs 70, 80 miles an hour. Why doesn't the Mishnah say, have a Rutz Katzida? However you say a cheetah in Lashon Kodesh. Say a cheetah. It's a much faster animal. Why are we choosing a deer that runs maybe 40, 45 miles an hour? And this answer is beautiful and applies to every single person. Applies to the bachur and applies to no matter where we are in our stages in life. And the answer is like this. A cheetah, yes, he runs faster than a tzvi, than a deer. And it could be he runs double the speed of the tzvi. But after a few minutes, he runs out of gas, he runs out of steam, and that's it. He can't run his 75 miles anymore. It's only a few minutes like this. That's not what brings success. You want to know the secret to success? The secret to success is kvius on a regular basis. The tzvi, the deer, he runs quickly for a long period of time. That's the reason why the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is telling us, and that's what the Peliyot is bringing down there. He's telling the bachur, he's telling the young person, you want to be successful? Do like the tzvi. Do what the tzvi does. The tzvi is continuously putting in the time and the energy consistently. It's the consistency. It's the kvius. And that's the message to each and every one of us. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. We're approaching the Yontif of Purim. And then Pesach Abolim L'Toivo. I want to suggest, no matter what was done in the past, we are mechazik ourselves now. Let's have a wonderful month of Adar Beis, of a Kabbalas HaTorah. As we know, in Purim was Hodeh Kiblu. We re-accepted the Na'aseh V'Nishma that we said when we left Mitzrayim. It's Hodeh Kiblu. We re-accepted the Torah by Purim. Let's gear up, no matter what was in the past. Let's mechazik ourselves with Liman HaTorah, with Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Benalum L'Chaveroi, and Benadum L'Mokoi. And with that, we'll follow the lead, the message of Yehuda ben Tamer that the Peliyotz is bringing down. Rotz katzvi, with consistency, we shall all be matzliach.